we used to call them crawdads when they built mud piles in our ditch. And we'd go out and lure them out with a little piece of bacon on a string. But we didn't eat them over here. I never had any until I grew up and we went to Louisiana and ate them. I don't know what they call them. Sometimes they call them crayfish, but I don't. I call them crawfish when I eat them and crawdads when I fish for them in a ditch.
What's something you hear making a noise around the lake at night?
Frogs, bullfrogs.
What about the small ones?
Just little frogs. I don't have a special name for them.
What about the ones that get up in trees?
Tree frogs.
And the kind that stays on your garden or something, the brown one?
If it's a dry land animal, it's a toad. If it's in the water, it's a frog. Or if it lives around near water.
Do you have ones with the horn toads?
Horn toads? No, we don't have horn toads here. They're out in the desert. Much too damp. Horn toad wouldn't last long here. We used to call them toad frogs when we were little, though. And a toad frog was anything in that general category, water or land.
What's something that's got a hard shell that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
A turtle. And that's either a land or a water one. Although I know a tortoise is a land one. Mm-hmm. If I heard the word tortoise, I would think of the giant Galapagos tortoises that we used to go ride at the zoo, because the small ones that lived around here, whether on land or in water, we always call turtles.
Do you have something you call a cooter?
No.
Or what about a gopher?
A gopher is a little burrowing pocket animal that's like a prairie dog.
Do they have those around here?
Not native, no. The prairie dog lives out west of here too, mm-hmm. in a drier, sandier soil.
But
that's a gopher.
Kind of an insect that flies around the light, tries to fly into the light.
Well, moths and June bugs do that.
Do you call that a
moth or a June bug? It depends. If it's the kind that grows out of a caterpillar, it's a moth. If it's the kind that grows out of the fat white grub in the dirt, it's a June bug. And that's really a beetle.
What's something that has a light in it?
A lightning bug. It's also a firefly, but I'd call it a lightning bug.
And something that would be around the lake or a creek. It's got two pairs of shiny wings. Kind of
a dragonfly? Hmm? A dragonfly?
Any other name? Is that what you call them in the middle?
Yeah.
What about mosquito hawk or snake doctor?
Never heard of snake doctor. A mosquito hawk was something that we called a great big insect that looked like a mosquito but was much, much bigger than a mosquito. Maybe an inch across, but it looked exactly like a mosquito, only it didn't bite. And we thought, whether they did or not, that they ate mosquitoes, so we call those mosquito hawks.
Did they have two pairs of wings?
They looked just like a mosquito. Just normally they had the legs that mm-hmm. stuck up and bent down, and really, if you saw one, you would think it was a giant mosquito.
And they don't bite?
No.
What kinds of insects sting?
Oh, wasps, hornets, bees, ants. Ants bite, ants don't sting.
The first one you mentioned, that was a
wasp.
Okay.
You get red wasps, and you get the little black wasps. And yellow jackets, I think, are a kind of hornet.
Where do they build their nests?
I don't know. I never tried to distinguish one from the other. Now, we used to have wasps that built little mud things under the eaves, and we call those dirt daubers. Mm-hmm. And then others live in nests in trees. And there's one kind that builds sort of a bag thing that hangs down out of a tree limb. And we just call those wasps. We didn't really distinguish them unless they got close enough to bite you, and then you would see if it was red and big, it was a wasp, and if it was yellow and black, it was a yellow jacket.
Did dirt